Vermont now meets about 11% of its energy demand through renewable generation. Renewable Energy Vermont, the trade association for wind, solar, biomass, and other renewable developers, says it's past time to up that percentage. At its annual meeting Tuesday in South Burlington, members laid out steps they say the state should take to meet the 20% renewable goal by 2020. David Blittersdorf is a board member and CEO of All Earth Renewables. He says all areas of energy use, such as transportation and home heating, need to be included in the 20% target.
This is all energy. We must electrify. We must have a paradigm change.
Blittersdorf says new technologies such as air source heat pumps will allow people to use electricity to heat their homes with far more efficiency than old electric heaters.
These things will heat your house and they'll run to 15 below zero. They're more efficient than almost any other way to heat your house.
The state energy plan sets out an ambitious goal of 90% renewables by 2050. Advocates say the interim goal of 20% by 2020 is an important first step. Gabrielle Stebbins is executive director of Renewable Energy Vermont. She says the group wants changes to the state's permit process to put more energy projects online.
How do we streamline permitting and still make sure that we're doing a good, solid job of protecting our environment, but also building projects? So it's a full suite, and we kind of need them all.
The proposals include building more wind, solar, and biomass energy projects, as well as increasing energy efficiency efforts. The renewable energy businesses called for a carbon tax to fund the new efficiency measures. East Montpelier Democrat Tony Klein chairs the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee. He plans to introduce carbon tax legislation, but says Vermont can't go it alone.
It will be based upon a trigger mechanism. So whatever it is that we come up with, if it's successful, will only come into place if X amount of states in our region, or whether it's California or New York, you know, pass it. And then we're not an island.
The Renewable Energy Vermont plan calls for 68 more megawatts of wind, and some are skeptical of that goal. Annette Smith is executive director of Vermonters for a Clean Environment. She says the plan has too much focus on large-scale, utility-built wind developments.
Primarily, what we need to be looking at is community energy. How to develop our communities in a way that we are working together and providing energy for our communities. And I don't see any of that in what Renewable Energy Vermont is putting out there. It just seems to be more of the big utility model.
The debate over how to reach the 20% goal is likely to continue. Renewable Energy Vermont says a big part of its effort in the months ahead will be outreach and education. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.